Pokemon podcast for all news, information, and updates. This is Bulbacast Season 2.
Welcome to yet another fun-filled, exciting Bulbacast, which is number 26 this week. And with us this evening, we have the wonderful Misty from Bulbagarden and Smogon.
Hi.
We also have PP and Steve from PokemonPalace.net.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
We have Dratini from Brinstar Depths, as well as Bulbagarden.
What's up?
We also have Full Master, a regular in Pocket Monsters, as well as Bulbagarden.
Hi, guys. What's up?
And, of course, it's me, Sato, here, and I'm bringing you and everyone yet another fun-filled Bulbacast. Number 26, as I already said. Woohoo! Are we ready for a fun night tonight, guys?
Yes, we are, Sato.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
All right, so let's get down to business. And first on our agenda for this evening is going to be the topic, the current American anime. Where it's at, what it's doing, and how it's going. And for that, I'm going to bring in an avid Pokemon watcher, Misty. So what's been going on this week?
Let's see. Check a list reference. So I've gotten... So let's see. The first episode was the episode where Team Rocket stole a fossil regenerator, and then Aerodactyl that came with it regenerated and caused havoc. Then we got the Ash's rematch with Rourke and defeating Rampardos. And then this other one that's like, oh, the Pachirisu episode. So,
right. That was Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, so a pretty decent week all in all. I enjoyed the episodes that they played.
Yep. The dub is doing very well here.
Yep. Yes.
Seems so.
Yeah, I think one thing we should mention, too, since we have the dub as the topic, Cartoon Network is not going to continue the weekly schedule after the 16th, I believe.
I wonder if they're going to bring it back to a regular broadcast.
Well, from the rumor that's been going around, from what I heard anyways, 16th will be the last of the new eps.
And then they're just going to start right from...
Well, they're going to re-air them, I guess, in a normal rerun type rotation.
Yeah.
And then I guess
any
in
reason?
The fall, they're going to pick it back up like, you know, normal.
Oh, okay. Stuff.
I hate that.
And there's no reason. Nobody said anything. There's no official release or nothing like that. It's just they were on a schedule one day, and then the next day it was all changed around.
Huh. That's weird.
Very weird.
Speculation is that they were getting too close to the Raws, and they didn't have the actual Raw episodes to
work with.
Well,
it's a good thing if they get close.
Well yeah.
I don't know. I'm just one of those people that would be like, you know, I like the idea that the dub would be close to the Raw version. Then nobody's left behind.
Exactly.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So on the 16th, we'll be like 15 eps behind or something similar.
Hmm.
Real close to that anyway.
Also, an interesting note thinking about the dub is the fact that the movies... We're playing today. Today is Saturday the 7th.
7/7/07.
Yes, and they were having a film festival of Pokemon movies on Cartoon Network.
Indeed.
For some reason, they showed the 9th movie twice.
Hey, it was worth watching twice. So I think the 8th
movie
should have shown twice.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah, that was pretty fun, too, though. The whole day of Pokemon movies.
I hope everyone had their VCRs plugged in because
At least caught
not
it.
Everyone has
to report it.
Yeah,
like
not everyone has
the third
movies.
Movie.
I tuned in during the fifth movie.
The third movie was one of my favorites, so it was good seeing that again.
I thought all the movies I like on VHS or actually no, I don't have the Manaphy movie, but I have all the other movies on VHS or DVD, so I didn't bother.
Yeah, the only ones
I've got them all on DVD myself.
I wasn't too happy with the video quality on Cartoon Network, but...
It's Cartoon Network.
Exactly. Yeah. It was TV, you know, and it's something to sit down in front of when you're bored.
Yeah. Well, you know, truthfully, it's going to be the same or better than VHS, at least, and which is what a lot of us have our movies on. So.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm so used to VHS. It's like the nostalgic feeling when you watch a video on VHS.
Oh, God. Well, you've seen my VHS collection.
You know, I haven't powered my VHS up in probably 6 years now.
My VHS goes off every Monday through Thursday recording Diamond and Pearl. Because I have
I've got a VHS player hooked up to my computer right now on my desk.
See, we're all old school here.
Is there any comments on the dub that we want to talk about?
Actually, I want to make a couple comments about it.
All right, so let's comment on the dub real quick. And just
some of them I would like to comment on is because I always read Dagasu's comparisons and everything, and I always think back of what I saw and what he says. And some of them, when it comes to the rematch where Ash battled Rampardos and everything, some of the dub lines were kind of just awkward. Because he's like, when is the static going to wear off? And it just makes no sense. So sometimes they don't think they're they write it the wrong way. Or they don't think before they write.
Well, here's a little tiny bit of inside information that we just acquired today, in
insider
fact.
Insider trading.
during an interview with some previous voice actors. They are handed script changes minutes before recording.
Wow, jeez. That's unprofessional.
Yeah.
Well, that was for kids.
Here's something
different
I'd
now,
like to
but
mention.
I'm assuming that it's pretty much industry-wide, and it's just common practice.
But well, actually, I'd like to say something about the dub.
Please, just chime in.
Going back to the situation with the Raw and the dub closeness, it would actually be interesting if the dub was about a week or two behind the Raw.
It would be.
But the
because
problem
it's
is
never happened before.
I would love to see it ahead, but, you know.
It might take a while for them to do things like match lip flaps and such then.
Well,
I've got a question and a comment for you guys.
Okay,
dub watchers. have they changed the Team Rocket motto back to prepare for trouble yet, or are they still using the current?
Still using
great.
No. Yeah.
That is a true translation.
Wait, what are they saying?
I hear it's something like I hear a voice that's
no, it's like
whatever,
listen, is
whatever.
That a voice I hear? It speaks to me loud and clear over the stars.
Yes,
and something like that. I can't even remember it. It's
it's a more literal translation of it now.
Yeah,
whenever
that's
I
a lot
hear whatever
to
it is
the original.
Said, right? And that it actually
it's
changes
about,
based on what it's being said in the episode.
Yep, it's about time, I think.
Well, I don't know.
So any dub watchers who's thinking that. PUSA changed it to something they wanted. No, they're translating it
correctly.
More to the original now.
Accurately.
Yes. It's about time.
Matt.
PUSA has their moments.
Yeah, Matt, did in your readings of Dagasu's comparisons, did he state anything as far as plot changes, script changes, that he noticed drastically between the recent dubs and the original Raws?
Yeah, there's not much of a plot change. Everything's pretty much basically
so he's
the same.
Not finding a whole bunch of really
not
blatant
like,
stuff. Just
yeah, there's
know, little
there's not many huge time cuts, no rewritten plot, or I don't know what it is, like switch scenes and things.
Nope.
Basically everything is on cue with every second. The only thing that pretty much is cut is when they like repeat something after a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that's basically cut. Otherwise, it's
that
pretty much word
deal.
For word and scene for scene.
It's about time.
The only thing that I noted about the dub, well, this is not this week, is that PUSA made their own opening for, what was that episode called? Leave It to Bracco? Yeah, because usually, well, since the two Japanese versions were part of a special event, year-end event last year, they didn't have a... didn't have a
pre-opening?
Teaser.
Yeah.
They didn't have the skip to the forward to the.
The little
episode.
Pre-teaser or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the cold openings?
Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Dagas said, like where they show a part of the episode in the very beginning, then they go to the theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Those cold openings, I guess, is what they're called according to Dagas. Those, I don't really like those much.
I do.
Because it kind of
summarizes
the whole
episode there. Right there.
Does. Yeah. I don't like them that much either. We talked about that a few months ago too. It's kind of
dumb, I think. They should just put something that has to do with the beginning there and not
they
skip
just
ahead.
Extended opening to that crappy one they have now.
Yeah, but you know I have to say though, that's one thing PUSA is cutting and doing well with cutting.
They're not doing too bad.
Actually, they're probably cutting it for time because what the Japanese episodes are a little over 24 minutes, and the
right.
U.S. ones, including opening and closing, are like 22. And
yeah, 22.
So you get two extra minutes of commercial time they can sell.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Plus, they can also cut some of the intro, and or they can make a shorter intro and shorter outro as well.
They have shorter intros. And
that's USA with Battle Frontier and this.
They don't even have a good outro for this for the dubs, do they?
They don't even have an outro.
I'd rather a short outro than a short intro than extra cuts in the episode.
Yeah, but I like to see the credits.
That's what 4Kids did. Like
the only thing that PUSA and 4Kids still don't do is show us the endings. You know, that little ending theme that they always have
for
in the Raws. They never, ever show that in America for some odd-ass reason.
Well,
it's
usually a network thing.
Yeah, they always show, like,
always
the next on.
Well, I wish they would do that. I wish they'd do Oak's Lab, too.
Oh, yes. But, yeah, it's like the network, Cartoon Network, is always trying to put their next up crap in the at the end of every
Well, now they're doing
everything.
Now they're putting the next dub episode, which they never used to do anyway. Like, next Pokemon episode, expect to see this, you know, and they show us a teaser for the next episode. I don't think they ever did that with 4Kids.
They didn't.
4Kids sometimes did it.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was more of a commercial, not part of the episode like it is in the Japanese one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, this is more like a commercial.
Yeah, after each new episode in Cartoon Network, I think they have some kind of next time on Pokemon.
Yeah, sometimes
during
the credits.
Yeah, but that's not the same. And if it's during credits, it doesn't count because they probably split screen it and you can't read the credits.
They do split screen it and you can't read the credits.
Yeah, right. That's annoying.
I hated when 4Kids did that and Kids WB.
Yeah, but the thing is with 4Kids, you could actually read the split screen text on Cartoon Network. You can't even read it. Plus, it goes by at 150 miles an hour.
Oh, they speed it up, too.
Yeah.
Well, can't have everything, but I would love to see a full closing sequence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the episode.
It is.
Thing.
And actually, I would love to see Oak's Lab. That would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied with the less cuts, less changes, and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't mind that
they're doing well so far.
Cut out to be a cold start, as they say, the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just open with a good opening, go into the episode, and then give us something at the end that's cool, or bring back Pokemon of the Week.
Yeah, because that's the thing with PUSA, or even Pokemon Japan or whatnot. People complain enough about something, they change it, and the changes always are not what you wanted.
Well, I think that's what PUSA is doing right now. They're kind of, if you can tell, they're kind of changing everything up a little bit in each episode. So I think they're just trying to get used to one way of doing things. They're still testing around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. This is only their first year doing a dub, so if they're going to keep going for a long time, they got to get something down where people like it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm not complaining.
Well, so far they're doing pretty good, but
just
little things. If they can come up with a good opening, that will go a long way to helping. Because the opening they have now, just doesn't cut the mustard.
Yeah, but they might have to be on another network if they can extend that.
The thing about the openings with PUSA is that they take little scenes from episodes and then put them in there. They don't even use the original Japanese. Or if they do, they use like two scenes.
No, they don't. They don't use the Japanese. They make their own.
They take pieces from the Japanese one, but they don't really keep much of the Japanese one at all.
No.
Like with the in the dub, they just show the beginning with the tree, and then they show where Shinji and Ash are next to each other.
Uh-huh.
And then they do, like, you know, scenes from, like, Roark Battle.
Yeah, but the song that they're playing doesn't even match those scenes, so it's like, go away.
Yeah, it's, well, some of them do, but it's kind of off. They're trying to keep it with the hip times.
But that song is, like, what, 5 years behind time?
Mm-hmm. It's all about the battle. You gotta move smart. You gotta move faster. Behind every win, it's a chance to begin again. You gotta take it all if you wanna be a master.
They were doing that rock rap crap already with Dragon Ball GT how many years ago? And that's another.
Well, didn't they try another version of a rock rap song in the Johto era? And it didn't.
Did they?
Didn't work too
as
well.
As a theme song?
Yeah.
The GS Poke Rap? Is that?
Maybe.
P-O-K-E-M-O-N.
I remember I hate that rap.
I never saw it on TV, but I finally saw a video of it. I'm like,
Pokemon Chronicles
major fail
theme song.
Guys, I will say this right now, and this is pretty much the case anytime when you try to do something for kids. Do not bring rap into it.
Thank you.
Rap is always looks corny and is and
hey, wait. What about the pokey rap? The pokey rap is
the original. But that does not count. That's not even really a rap.
That's not even a true rap. It was more of a song done in a style of a rap, but it wasn't. It was closer to a nice flowing poem.
Yeah,
because they did. And there's 150. That's not really a rap. It's just a little tune.
But the problem with rap is that it gets dated very quickly, and unlike rock, which in a lot of cases you can still find, rap, like if you look at something like from the 80s, some that was done for a kids show rap wise.
You're like, what?
It is so corny.
What the heck were they thinking?
Yeah, like the Mario Brothers Super Show commercial.
It changes intro. So often that you can put something that's current or within a year of being current, and half a year later, people are going to be like, what? Why is this on there,
Yeah.
Especially if it's just basic rock, kind of like how the first season was or how some of the Japanese like J-pop type songs are.
Yeah.
They have a little bit of staying power,
Yes, either have a, for a kid show, you either need, something rock or you need something that's just, kid show sounding.
We need another Born to Be a Winner intro.
Another
great intro.
I found a little interesting tidbit on Dogasu for Star Avia's Born. They kept the instrumental of Lovely Boy in one part of an episode.
Right.
That was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. How come you're thinking of Lovely Boy? Are you obsessed with it? Because you talk about it all the time.
I have it right in front of me. Uh-huh. That's why.
Uh-huh.
Are you a Lovely Boy?
Huh? Do you like Lovely Boys?
L
no.
E L Y B O Y.
All right, edit that whole thing out.
Okay.
So, Full Master, what do you prefer better, Lovely Boy or Spurt?
Spurt.
Oh, that's tough. That's very tough.
All right, guys, I'm off for the night.
Matt, see you later. Bye.
All right, yeah, I said pretty much what I was going to say anyway for the whole
cast. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the cast today.
Yeah.
All right, everyone quiet. Well, guys, it was a pretty fun cast tonight. It's good to be back after being off for a while. So hopefully I'll be back next week and we can talk about more great things again. So see you guys later.
All right.
See ya.
All right, bye. See you, Matt.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet. We actually got Matt in for a little bit.
That's cool. Yeah, he had to leave a little early, but that's all right. Stuff happens,
Yeah, it's no problem.
People got lives. Yeah.
And now it is time to generate a little bit of ad revenue for the Bulbacast in forms of commercials.
Hey, guys. This is your friend Pippa here. I just want to let y'all know that, y'all should really be kind to animals and stuff, and also, if you have an animal that you really like and you take it home with you, whether it be from a humane society, which is really nice to do, or if you buy it, I just want to let you know, best thing to do is to have it spayed and neutered, or something like that. Oh yeah. If them animals aren't spayed and neutered, you might just end up with a whole bunch of little animals that you gotta get rid of, and then you can't, and you gotta take them to the Humane Society, and if they don't adopt them, then they might just die, and that's not good. So, this is your friend Pippa, saying to spay and neuter your pets, and also, if you can, adopt a pet from your local Humane Society. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Wow. I don't know if that generated any ad revenue for us, but wow, that was the fun commercial. No one ever grows tired of Bidoof.
Bidoof.
You like Bidoof. Like
all right. Well, that was really interesting. It's always good to keep up with what's going on with the dub, and especially since it's showing so often now, and there's so much going on, especially, few cuts and stuff. Hey, it's great. But we must move along, and I think we'll move right along to the current Japanese episode, which...
Wow.
Think Pikachu short in 30 minutes worth of time. Then you have the latest episode.
Yeah, it was a really fun episode.
Yes, pretty much what happens is Ash and company discover a ship, and they make the mistake of letting their Pokemon loose in the ship.
While they go shopping.
Team Rocket notices, and then they have some really weird mental images of Giovanni having fun with every single one of Ash and company's Pokemon. Sleeping with them, playing ball with them. I'm surprised he didn't even have a tea party with them. Or did he? My God. But,
oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a whole total...
Anyway...
Fun fest. So, Spoolmaster, you want to comment on it first?
Yeah. It was definitely a break from all the things that have been happening lately.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, it was definitely battles. a filler episode for sure.
It was good.
Yeah.
It went right up there with the orienteering episode. That kind of acted the same way.
You think so?
Like kind of a break. Yeah, I think so.
Because it didn't really, to me it just seemed like, okay, the Pokemon got to have fun. Ash, Kari, Brock, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Brock had some fun.
That's interesting.
We'll get to that in a minute.
May I make a comment here?
Sure.
I'm wondering if this is not only the Pokemon's way to have fun, but the writers are also using this to have fun and take breaks right now.
That's right.
Which might actually be the key to keeping things original and fun, is when they actually take time off. You know, they say, hey, you know, we got a storyboard, but let's scrap that for a week. Let's do an episode where everyone just has fun. You know, it's not like a filler episode for the previous teams where it's just like, oh, we got to do a filler episode. It's like, hey, it's time to have a little bit of fun here. It's time to bring out the Pokemon and do something really weird and wild that we haven't done, you know, except for outside of Pikachu Short with this or with the cosplay contest. That's something right. They've never done really before.
Well, the cosplay contest was still character-centric versus Pokemon.
It was.
Where here,
and it wasn't...
You're a lot more Pokemon-centric, because the majority of the episode was focused on the Pokemon. So,
yes, this was done much better than The Island of the Giant Pikachu, in my opinion, which is the only other full episode that it really reminds me of.
Right. I mean, you did have some character interaction, because, you know, Ash and the group talked to the guy who owns the boat, they went shopping, we got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about parts of that later.
You know, the Pokemon... pretty much confirmed their gender, too.
Yeah, a lot.
Happy Knee and Mimimar, Bunnery.
The silly rabbit.
Wearing the dresses. I don't know Piplup's gender is.
No. You know, personally, overanalyzing this just a little.
Yeah.
It could have been a Pokemon group bonding thing going on.
Maybe, which is something that they really needed too.
Because, yeah, they're a team, more or less, so why not let them bond in a fun way? You know, this from the writer's or creator's perspective, you know, it could be behind the scenes. It's me overanalyzing, but you don't see that a lot in the later, you didn't see it at all in last season. They didn't do anything like this. So I don't know. I just know it was a really cool episode. It was fun. It was fun watching the Pokemon getting all their little troubles and play with the stuff on the boat and then the little music scenes and it was just fun.
Definitely a relief and a break for the writers and the story.
Oh, indeed. You know, if the writers keep doing this when they need a break, they are wonderful writers because this doesn't only give them a chance and it's not inside jokes. This is actually just something that everyone can have fun with.
Yep.
Which is what, you know, made Pokemon what it is now, you know?
It has almost absolutely zero content to the plot, to moving the plot along.
Yeah, unlike the cosplay contest, which had the egg.
Right.
But this one, nothing moved it along, but hey.
They got on a boat at the end, okay, so what, you know?
Yeah.
I have an issue with that, which we'll discuss later, too.
Yeah. We smiled, we laughed, and we made animated music videos of it.
Indeed. Lots of them. So do you want to do a really quick rundown of what happened during the episode, or do you think we covered it good?
Because yeah.
there was multiple things happening.
Yeah, I'd love to. Pretty much, we have a ship, and as I said earlier, Ash let the Pikachu run wild, and then we had Team Rocket seeing them, and at the same time, Ash and company are finding, they're buying supplies, and at that point, Brock goes crazy over three girls, and he went completely crazy over them, and there was nothing to stop him, not even a single Krogunk, because he was on the ship.
Right.
So he went crazy, and he freaked three girls out completely. He still hasn't really figured out how to win the girls over yet. But while that's happening, Pachirisu discovers some balloons, and he thinks, oh, great, I can actually wear these balloons and fly just like Arivia. So he flies, and poof, he flies into the kitchen, knocks the kitchen all around. Poor Pikachu's having to try to keep dishes from breaking. And then he flies down to the control panel of the ship. He shorts it out. The ship's motors start going. And, oh, madness ensues at that point because Team Rocket's aboard the ship. And once Team Rocket notices what's going on, they start a little dance party. And at this same point, there's Pokemon who are dressing up in dresses and having fun. Everyone in dresses and whatnot are all sitting around dancing. And Jesse, James, and Meowth. And Meowth is dressed like a Minun. How do you pronounce that? Meowth is a Minun. Or
Plus and Minus Pokemon.
Okay.
I don't know.
James is dressed like a Plusle, and Meowth is dressed like a Minun. And they completely trick all the Pokemon into going into a thing that looks like an entrance to a party, except it's a box that they get closed into. And for a few seconds, you see a completely dark room with just a bunch of Pokemon eyes. Uh-huh. There's something fun to do. Mm. Name those Pokemon from the eyes.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Ooh. Yes.
We'll try that.
But, yep. But, so that happens. But, amazingly, they lock it. Now, what I have a little problem with is how amazingly, just a little bit after that, they break out of the box that was locked.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I wondered about that, too. Because when they dropped the key and then Team Rocket went chasing after the key over all the way over to the by the stage, when they turned around, the Pokemon were out of the box. So maybe he didn't lock it yet and was going to, but he dropped the key first.
Oh, that's a possibility.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Yep.
Not knowing
well, that's
Japanese.
The one problem that I do have with watching the Japanese episodes is there's sometimes there's some things I just can't pick up
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
dancing
oh,
was great, too, by the way.
Oh, the dancing was wonderful.
Because they showed
I
Pokemon
it.
Dancing, and the music was just, it was cool.
Oh, it was great. Oh, my God. That was, like, one of the high points of that episode. Wow.
Indeed.
Yes. You can so, hear about a video I made about it with different music. But
so
that's all I'm
does
saying.
Does anyone else want to carry it from that part?
Well, let's see. After the ship gets away and Pokemon get back out, they're running. I guess it's down a river where a waterfall is, and the boat's just powered up all the way and basically out of control. So the boat's heading towards the waterfall. And at that same point in time, Ash and Hikari, Brock, finish their shopping and notice the boat's gone and see it riding off down the river.
Yep.
And meanwhile, the Pokemon don't really know what's going on quite yet. They find out later, but Ash goes to the old man, I guess, who owns the boat, or is the captain of the boat. I don't know what he is.
Probably a sailor.
Yeah, just a sailor, I guess. Well, they talk to the sailor who has a Mantine, and he, lets it out of his Pokeball, and basically
and
Ash
they use
Hikari ride it to save the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they know there's a waterfall or something at the end.
Yep, so they do that, and then they,
But now there's issues I have, because,
Because I have the episode right in front of me.
Yeah, they get on the boat, and Ash starts to try to turn the boat, and he's struggling with the wheel.
But the steering wheel's stuck.
Well, he's struggling with it, whatever. Yeah. It's hard because of both
boats.
Well,
how can he be struggling when Pachirisa was so easily able to
because
steer
the boat's now going faster and into the waterfall, you know, the draw of the waterfall.
Point.
That's the way I read it. Okay. Anyways.
And
I was thinking that Pachirisa did screwed up the steering.
Could have. But anyways.
And the rock almost hits them.
No, the rock's second. Then, the waterfall. I mean, the whirlpool pulls first. Remember the whirlpool that helped turn the ship, but it looked just kind of funny in the video because it went on the edge of the whirlpool opposite of the direction of the whirlpool, and how did that turn the ship? I don't know.
No, Pochama.
Yeah, Pochama sent out Hippla. Water. Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever is Pochama. It sent out a whirlpool. I didn't know it knew whirlpool, but that's okay.
Yep, then which sent turned the boat around some.
And so that helped turn the boat around. Guess what they turned the boat into? Big old rock.
They go into rock.
So all the Pokemon are using their attacks.
Umaru freezes the water.
And
yep.
Turtwig's using Razor Leaf, and Pikachu's using Thunderbolt, et cetera, et cetera. They finally get the rock to blow up.
Yeah.
And there's a big old chunk flying right at the head of the boat. So Mantine jumps up in front of it and headbutts it, breaks it to a billion pieces.
Yes. Yeah. Right as you think it's about to head towards them, you're like, oh no, it's going to happen.
Before it hits them, Pikachu and Naitu, or Turtwig, they both use their attacks, and Weasel uses his attacks.
Yeah, that breaks the rock up. But then there's still a chunk flying.
I mentioned that already, didn't I?
Yeah. We're already past that. We're to the last chunk that Mantine hits.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, you are. Well, it's all good. Of course, you know, headbutts it or does whatever he does, and the rock is shattered
then
and
everything's
saves
good.
The day. And
yeah. Fine. What I don't get, though, guys, what I don't get is the boat still looks good after all that and after you saw an explosion exploding
and
the
magically parks it in the dock correctly, facing the right way, without even scratching the side. But wait, there's
and more. Where the Pokemon blew Team Rocket out of there, and you saw a big explosion. It's perfect. It's nice. It looks great.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. You got to remember that Team Rocket was blown out through the roof, and not the hole in the roof.
Yeah.
Forgot about that part.
So
So again, now that's pretty much the end of the episode. It Ash and his
buddies
talk to the old man again, the sailor.
Yeah.
They go on the boat.
They go on the boat
and
sail
off.
Right into the same direction as the waterfall was.
To be continued.
Wait, what's wrong with that picture?
Akari's theme plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if they went through all that trouble to save the boat the first time with, you know, Mantine and all the Pokemon using their attacks, isn't that waterfall still going to be there? Why did they go off into the sunset?
Maybe the actual sailor knows how to get around it.
That's possible.
Anybody notice the lack of next episode preview in this episode?
Yes. And there's a reason for that.
Because of the... Oh, yeah.
They're playing movie 9.
Yeah, well, the preview was a Dark Ray and a Manaphy preview.
Yeah, a couple new scenes in the Dark Ray movie, which is cool, but...
They should put a next episode preview in.
They will next
episode. Guys, I want to make a prediction.
Okay, prediction.
I think the Dark Ray movie is going to suck.
You do? I don't think so.
Why?
Remember, Pokemon movies have the Star Trek syndrome. Every other movie is good. All the even-numbered movies are good. All the odd-numbered ones are not.
Well, in my opinion, at least when it comes to my enjoyment, every third movie is bad. Or it used to be.
Every third movie?
I hated six.
As far as production quality and script quality, all the even-numbered movies have been better than the odd. No, number one and two and three don't really count much into that because they were...
Yeah. Five was all right. I mean,
five was good.
It was watchable, but it didn't...
Five was nice, but still...
Wrong number. Four, I mean.
Four was good.
I loved four. Four was great.
I didn't like four.
I didn't like what...
Yeah, four...
That's did before. I didn't like the story change, but...
Five was great.
Five, I really didn't like, the action part where all the gates are closing up,
Nobody liked trying to
get, that took way too long.
Eight rocked.
Oh, eight was
amazing. Eight was really good.
8 was probably my favorite.
Seven was overrated, but six.
No way. 8 was
six
the
sucked.
Best one so far.
Six was one of the worst ones.
Six was watchable. Better than seven and four, I think.
It was better than five.
Six was pathetic.
Seven was better than six.
No, seven wasn't that good. Seven was Deoxy.
Yeah,
I liked Deoxy. I really liked that movie. I really hated the Jirachi movie. The Jirachi movie was a very bratty, very much a movie that really shouldn't have happened.
Well, that's because
I was very disappointed
with
my purchase.
You don't like Max, that's why. All right, well, guys, anything else we got on the Raw episode before we move on?
I do believe that's about it.
Good.
Yes, bottom line.
It was fun. Yes, best filler might be the best filler I've ever seen.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to put it in a tie with the orienteering one for best filler. But
it's in my top five.
For a Pokemon-centric episode, it's the best one so far.
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, I don't know. Island of the Giant Pokemon?
That was good, too, but no, this one was a lot more fun.
I've watched it
so many times. It's just, I don't know.
It's just the way they put this particular episode together, the scenes and including the shopping trip with Ash and Kuro, just really kind of put it over the top. That was, that was just too much, and it was just great. I loved it.
Yep.
It's good.
To put it in the words of some copyrighted film critics, two thumbs up.
Two Pikachus up. Okay, and now, next up is my question of the week segment, which I will read to y'all right now. Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another fun-filled, exciting question of the week with your friend Satoshi-kun. Yay! Something like that. We had two questions this week. What a surprise. We always have two questions each week lately. I like it that way. But the questions of the week were A, Pikachu. You like him? Don't like him? Should he stay? Should he go? Should I stay or should I go now? You know, something like that. And for the second question was a game question, and that question was, what is your favorite event Pokemon? Well, let's get right down to business here, and we have for our first answerer of this week, Thunderdash, who, for the anime question, says, Pikachu must stay. He is one of the best. He's his second favorite. Woohoo! For the game question, Thunderdash says that they need more events in the UK. Now, I've been hearing this lately. The UK's kind of getting shafty when it comes to Pokemon. Not a good thing. Boo! So, come on, guys. Get some more stuff over there. They deserve it. Well, let's get right along. We have Martian, who says for the anime question, they've never really liked Pikachu. Pikachu irritates them, and you know, he pretty much, they don't like him. So, no Pikachu for Martian. Alright, for the game question, favorite event Pokemon? Well, in the UK, they only had the Eon Ticket event, or E-O-N, whatever, and I really want to say Mew for their favorite event. Although the one they have on is the red Mew via the glitch. Hey, you know, like Mew, favorite. Alright. Now we have Shoyurin, who says that since they're not really into the anime, at least the newer episodes, can't really give a good opinion. However, it seems that Pikachu would probably not leave since the whole Ash and Pikachu thing has been drilled into everyone's heads by now. If they got rid of Pikachu in the anime, the Pokemon community, or I mean the Pokemon company, or whoever makes the anime would be making a big mistake. I do agree with you there, but, you know, thought I'd get the question out. And for the game question, they like Mew and Lugia, because they think they look cute and cool respectively. However, they would like any of the event Pokemon if they had any of them. Alright, now let's go on with Yame Teradine, who says for their anime question, they think Pikachu should stay. He's become more of a background character to them, but, you know, he's still a big part of the story that is taking him out, or that taking him out would make the show fall apart. Besides, watching Pikachu send Team Rocket packing still makes them laugh even to this day. Woohoo! And for the game question, being a trainer who loves dark types and darkness-themed Pokemon, Darkrai has to be one of their favorite event Pokemon. Looks cool, goes well with their team. Hey, can't beat that. Now, let's see, Combat God Raiolu, however you want to pronounce it, says for the anime question, simply put, no Pikachu, no anime. And for the game question, Jirachi, cute, cool, and everything in between. Plus, hey, it's a steel type, which makes it even better for Combat God Raiolu, whatever. Now we'll move right along to Shiro and Fubuki, who says for the anime question, as Combat God Raiolu, whatever, aptly put, no Pikachu, no anime. For lack of better explanation, it just wouldn't be the same without old Pikachu. For the game question, although they do love almost all the event Pokemon, they would have to say that one of their top favorites would be Arceus. Would be Arceus. He just seeps of awesomeness, even when there still isn't even any official art of him. Boo. We need some official art. Alright. And now we'll move right along to Fire Angel, who says that they still like Pikachu in the anime. Pika's cute. Honestly, Pikachu's been there from the start, and Pikachu would be, you know, like Ash leaving. Won't happen. Shouldn't happen, at least. As for their favorite event Pokemon, Arceus. Even though it hasn't been released yet, it's still really cool. I mean, you know, it's like the god Pokemon. Can't get any better than that. Alright, for Shaded Sprider, he'll say, they wouldn't mind if Pikachu left. But if he did leave, Ash would have kind of, you know, left as well. They can't really have him stay with Oak like the other Pokes which have left. Yeah. Pikachu would have to stay with Ash, so if Pikachu left, yeah, they'd both be gone. As for the game question, Shaded Sprider, he's never been to an event, so he's never gotten any event Pokemon. Aww. Okay, let's move right along to Mr. Blaziken EX for the anime question. If Pikachu left, he/she would have to leave with Ash. Can't really have Ash without Pikachu. For the game question, either Darkrai, because it's so creepy, or Ho-Ho, or Lugia, because they actually went to that event. Hey! Now let's move right along to Ashita, who says Pikachu won't leave and can't leave because, hey, Pikachu's a mascot. As for the events, what events? Last time they had any events that were well publicized were back in Gold and Silver in the UK, since they've never really been existent or even advertised, really. Alright, now for RG, we will have an anime question being, or the anime answer being, the Pokemon anime, at least in its current form with Satoshi as the main character, would really fail without Pikachu. Perhaps someday, if the anime decides to move its focus off Satoshi's quest and onto another trainer, another over-publicized mascot can be featured. RG says that to lose Pikachu would really be to lose the face of Pokemon. Yeah, makes sense. Now for the game question, since the only event that has come to her area has been the Toys R Us Mew giveaway, it's really hard to give a subjective answer. However, RG likes the idea of doing something more than just a regular trade to obtain special legendaries. For example, she recalls a giveaway of Deoxys at a space center. The Darkrai giveaway was in Japanese theaters this summer and is close to novel, but the fact that the Pokemon is transferred via a simple mystery gift rather than a special item request is, somewhat disappointing. I kind of do have to agree. Well, thank you, RG. And last but not least, we will move to Mr. Swampert Driflim Chatot. For those of you who have missed the Swampert Driflim Chatot song, Swampert Driflim Chatot, Swampert Driflim Chatot, Swampert Driflim Chatot, Swampert Driflim Chatot. I can't believe I do this. Okay, for the anime question, Pikachu, he's not the best thing anymore. And he can leave, and Swampert would be fine with it. You know, heck, they think Ash bred a new Pikachu anyway, you know, hence the Bolt Tackle. So maybe that's why Pikachu isn't that great to Swampert lately. And for the game question, event Pokemon? When did they ever have to go to an event? So then Swampert Drifting coughs loudly and says, action replay. Swampert Driflim Chatot, when will you ever learn? Get over here. On my knee. There you go. Alright. Now, we have to move right along to the questions of next week. Not the questions of the week, but the questions of the next week, which will soon be questions of the week. As a matter of fact, as soon as you hear this, they are officially questions of the week. And the questions of the week right now are questions of last week. So no longer questions of this week. So to end the questions of last week's segment that I just did, that didn't sound right, but technically that's what it is now that I'm officially going on to the questions of the next week, which are officially questions of the week. I hate logic. The game question of the week is going to be from Swampert Driflim Chatot. And they kind of want to know, you know, one of the clothing items you can choose in PBR is a Lucario costume. Are there any other really neat customization pieces you would have wanted to have added to the game that weren't in it? We'll be waiting for your answers. And I decided to come up with a cute little anime question for this week. And my question is, you know, I really, 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 really am liking some of these DP filler episodes. Pokemon Cosplay Contest. Ah, so cute. And then the latest one, you know, where they're all on the boat, kind of like, you know, a whole episode worth of Pokemon Short. Oh my god, that was great. They need to do more of these. But I want, and that's my opinion, I want your opinions on the DP filler episodes so far. You like them? You hate them? You want more, you know, you want more of them? You wish they'd never have ever, ever, ever happened? What do you think? Let me know. Hey! So, now this concludes the question of last week, question of this week, question of some week, whatever week. I hope you enjoyed, and I will be back next week, woohoo, with another question of the week. Or a question of the last week, which will be the question of next week of that week. But if it's a question of next week that I'm reading off, or that I just read off, then I'll be reading off the question of the week after next week, next week. Until then, later. And yet again, I'm once again very satisfied with the question of the week. You know, if it was just me doing it, you know, it'd get kind of boring, but it's made fun by the people. Thank you guys for always giving me some questions.
Yeah, we really love your questions.
Or some answers to questions. Yes.
They're a lot
thanks
of fun.
Once again.
Mm-hmm. They really make the show, you know?
Yeah. You know, they get, as we've always said, they give the people who don't have a chance to phone in to us, they give them a chance to be a part.
Exactly.
So I think that's, it's great. I do believe we're going to move right along to a game called PBR, which means Pokemon Battle Revolution. And it's for the Wii. Do any of us have Wii's yet, guys?
No Wii for me!
No.
Nope.
Too expensive,
no
can't
Wii.
Find them. GameStop no has none. Me. Every time I go in, they have none.
Let's talk about reviews, then. Let's think about how none of the reviews that were out of 10 went over 6. The highest was a 5.1. The highest review of them all was a 3 out of 5, though, which...
still not very high.
Yeah.
It's so, not what we expected, that's for sure.
No. There's no story mode, no RPG mode whatsoever to the game.
Well, yeah. It's basically a battle engine that you plug your DS into with Diamond and Pearl, and you get to see 3D versions of your Pokemon.
Yeah, so in other words, unlike some of the other games, such as Colosseum or XD, where people have said, oh, it's Stadium 3, Stadium 3, this is really Stadium 3, guys.
This is, yeah, it's a battle engine. Guys,
this,
that's it.
Yes.
This is definitely...
You know, some...
is not as good as some Pokemon people, Stadium.
Yeah.
But some people really are enjoying this, though.
Hey, well, you know, at least XD had a mall story mode.
Yeah. I do want to say this, guys. Some people have actually enjoyed the game. If you have enjoyed it, great. But for anyone who hasn't bought it yet, I do believe you probably might want to run it first and check it out, see what it's like first before you buy it, because I don't want anyone to be disappointed by it. But if you really
are going to like it,
get it, because it's
great for that.
I still say, though, a rental first. Make sure you know you're going to really like it.
You won't be happy if all you're going to do is standalone play. If you're going to do Wi-Fi or battling and stuff online, get it. It's worth it.
You can try. You can, give it a try. But run it, buy it, whatever you want to do. But just make sure it's for you first.
Right. It's not an RPG game. It's not a sit down and play it for a few hours, come back later, and take up where you left off type of game.
Nope. I'm going to say right now, seems like the game mags were disappointed, but I've seen some people who were more than happy with it too, so it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah, if you're a hardcore Pokemon fan like us, you'll own it anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right, of course. But even if you were disappointed by it,
if you're an average Pokemon gamer, or you just play Pokemon because it's a game and it's cool and it's alright,
you might want to sit this one out.
You might want to just go down to your local rental store and then rent it every time you want to play.
Yes, rent yourself a Will Smith balloon. Rent yourself a PBR.
So.
Yeah.
We really do strongly want a console-based RPG.
Yes.
Story.
And I want to mention this right now. For a console-based RPG to work, anyone who's thinking about it, thinking about programming it, i.e., Game Freak or whoever wants to do it, it cannot be anything like the current game, handheld games.
Well,
it has to be an RPG a lot different, or it's not going to work.
Why?
Well, mainly because it's the style of Pokemon of the Blue and Red and Green all the way up through Diamond and Pearl does not translate well on the big screen. It is a handheld game. What you do?
Why not
is
just render 3D environment?
Something that you take. Well, imagine breeding on a console. Imagine hogging up your television to go up and down a cycling path to hatch eggs.
Well,
would that work?
You would have to do that, but yeah, sure. Why not,
Misty? You're the one who actually does that. Do you think it would work?
Probably not.
It's RPG, even WoW or anything. You have to do all these little mundane tasks.
Right, but it would have to be a completely different type of mundane tasks, because I don't feel it would work. And even if it did work, you'd have a lot of fans who would be sitting there saying, "Oh, but the handheld games are better." So,
which is those kind of tasks shorter.
I don't know.
Or make them run in the background as you're doing something else. It applies energy to whatever to the background task. I don't know.
Yeah. It would have to be a mix between a real RPG and, or not real RPG, a console RPG, say, for instance, Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest, mixed between that and Pokemon. It couldn't be all Pokemon. Imagine Mario RPG. It's a mix between Mario and a SquareSoft RPG.
Either a first-person RPG. In other words, you're the trainer, so you see through the trainer's eyes. Or it'd have to be third-party RPG.
It'd have to be a third-party.
I would prefer the first-person myself, but that's me, and I like the concept of that.
I don't go for those.
I do, because I like to be the person who's playing the game, and the screen is what I see. You're immersed into the game. You're part of it, versus looking down at it and there's the player and the other player.
In the RPGs I play, you're not just one person. You're an entire party of usually like four.
Well, you're thinking of one of those like MMORPGs, but
no, I'm thinking one of those Final Fantasies.
Oh. I don't play Final Fantasy either, so.
Or Dragon Quest. That's really the Japanese RPG that we'd be wanting to shoot for.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to see how it's played.
Dragon Quest is yet another four or so people to your party RPG. That means you have four people. When you go into an attack, you have four different people that you're having to control to battle, and you have four people that you have to equip, have to maintain, have to
heal. That wouldn't work in a Pokemon
just
game,
like
because you have one trainer with up to six Pokemon.
With Pokemon, you have six people in your party that you have to maintain and train.
But they're not people, they're Pokemon. There's a difference.
Yes, but that's your party. You know, you couldn't have a just one person party with a Pokemon game either, because a Pokemon party is not about the trainer, it's about your Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's both, because when you're playing Pokemon, you're playing as the trainer.
Right. You don't have to heal your trainer. Right, the focus of a party on an RPG ones who do the battling for you.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with it's more Pokemon because, you know, it's Pokemon, you know? It's just you don't really need the person even.
If you were to do a Pokemon RPG, you'd be wanting to do it more along the lines of a mystery dungeon type, where the Pokemon are the party and you completely skip the trainer.
No. Well, that would defeat the whole purpose and the whole premise of...
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it does. Think about it.
We don't want the purpose and premise of a lot of elements of Pokemon in
console-based
RPG, because it would ruin it.
No, it wouldn't. If anything, it would make it stronger, because it would enforce
the
whole concept of Pokemon and the storyline behind it. You're the new trainer out to become a master.
Well, as Pokemon Stadium greatly demonstrated, you don't really need the trainer.
But that's wrong.
And also, there is very little storyline in the Pokemon handheld games as compared to, say, Mystery Dungeon.
New ones
had more storyline.
Really, you would have to add storyline. That would be a given.
Right.
The whole purpose of an RPG is...
I think a party of intelligent Pokemon, like with the Mystery Dungeon game...
No, I don't want that.
...would equate to a better RPG experience for a console, because do you want to see just one single trainer walking around, or do you want to see the actual Pokemon you're playing with walking around the world?
I want to see my Pokemon
that is a good
come out of the Pokeball when I use the Wii wand and throw the Pokeball. More of the story, less of the battle engine.
That would be kind of interesting to have games or anything in RPG mode,
in
like the normal story.
Real time, real looking environments where it takes advantage of the capabilities of your TV screen, the Wii controller, or even the next gen console after that.
Mm-hmm. We'll end this in differing thoughts, because I wouldn't buy that, and that goes against the RPGs I've played all my life.
Yeah, but see, it's a Pokemon RPG, not a Dragon Quest RPG, not a Final Fantasy RPG. So to keep it Pokemon, you have to keep the Pokemon story premise. Otherwise, it's just another RPG with Pokemon characters, and that is not what we want.
Well, the portable handheld games have always proved to be better than the RPGs. They've sold more. They're just better.
Well, yeah, I know why, don't you? Because they're portable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we, after this cast is out, why don't we make a topic in the Bulbicast switchboard about?
We should.
We are going to let the people in the forums talk about this in the switchboard ideas.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's bring it to the forums. Let's see what you guys think about it. What do you want to see in a console game?
Yeah.
Third-person view RPG a la Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, or a more Pokemon-centric type game, like the Mystery Dungeon type, where you actually play as a Pokemon, or my idea is you play as the trainer, training your Pokemon, doing the quests, doing the badges, finding, wild Pokemon, etc. So on and so forth. Tell us what you think. Post your answers in the forum. There'll be a thread dedicated specifically to this, I hope, right? It'll have its own thread?
Pretty much.
I hope so.
Yes, it will have its own thread, and I will make it around the time in which this cast is released.
Look for it in the Bulbicast switchboard. So go check it out at the forums at bmgf.com www.bubblegarden.net. Hopefully by the time you hear this cast, Bubble Garden will actually be on a new server. It'll be faster. Stay tuned for more information on that as we get it.
So, it seems that PBR might be a game for some people, but isn't a game for everybody. Whether you like it or not, that's your choice. Play it, see what you think. But, well, you know, I'll just say the reviews have not been the greatest, but reviews don't always mean that you as an individual will like or dislike the game. So, yeah, rent it, buy it, whatever you want to do with it. Enjoy it if you end up enjoying it. Yep. I hope you do.
Remember, most of those reviews, their guys are...
not Pokemon fans.
Exactly. They're general game fans. So yeah. From a general gamer's point of view, on all the so far that you know published reviews that we've seen,
yep.
They're not impressed, and I don't blame them. As a fan, it's just not the game I want.
Yeah, but as a fan, it might be the game that you were wanting all your life. You know, you might be the person who hated the story mode in the previous two games and wished it would just be a complete battling game.
It's great for
that. That's what you want.
Because it does give you the online connectivity and the Wii.
Yep. Buy it or rent it.
As Sato just said, just rent it before you try it. Don't trust all the reviews out there. Because, as I said, they're not all Pokemon fans.
Right.
So just be careful. Try it out. Have your own judgment.
So, I do believe that is going to be the end of this cast. We did a lot of discussion, had some great topics.
Indeed.
And
yeah.
I'm really satisfied with this.
Yeah, we did pretty good. Good. And for you guys out there who are missing Archaic and some of the other cast members. Archaic is kind of tied up at a trading card game tournament that he had to work at. Kind of a last-minute thing. So he won't be here this week. We knew that already because he's not here.
Yeah, he'll be back
next week. He'll be back next week.
I do believe that brings us to the end, and it's really sad to say goodbye. But, you know, Mr. Rogers had a problem saying goodbye, too. So, you know, we're always sad to say bye, but we are. Aww. And I would like to remind everyone to make sure that your chatot don't keep your neighbors awake at night. And please spay and neuter your Pikachu. Please, please. But most importantly, even if you spay and neuter your Pikachu, keep them away from Pito. And with that, good night.
Bye.
Good night.